7 kusiya ku 8 o'clock ntambama.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's participation at the 77th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, USA. Mnangagwa is scheduled to deliver his address tomorrow. He is expected to talk about targeted sanctions imposed by the West on ruling party officials following claims of election rigging and human rights violations. In the past, he has also tried to lure investors to open businesses in the Southern African nation. His calls for the removal of the sanctions have been ignored by the West. Observers say his calls are a waste of time. Kuhlelo lwabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe namhla sixoxa ngomhlangano omkhulu we-United Nations General Assembly owenziwa khonapha-ke kulamelika eNew York. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usefikile emhlanganweni lo. Ukhangelwe ukuba uzakhuluma ngezithezo zenoto lokunye. Uvame ukukhuluma ngalokhu emihlanganweni yonke ye-United Nations. Kulabanye abantu abathi akulanto ebambekayo eyenziwe nguMnangagwa selokhu wangena imihlangano leyo. Kodwa abakubanja leZANU-PF bathi kunenge okwenziwe nguMnangagwa. Like in the past, some African leaders are once again calling for the removal of the targeted sanctions, claiming that they are hurting all Zimbabweans. Senegalese leader Mackay Essol is among African leaders calling for an end of the restrictive measures.
Furthermore, the African Union once again calls for the lifting of foreign sanctions against Zimbabwe. These harsh measures can inspire people and to aggravate their suffering in these times of deep crisis.
Macky Sall is the president of Senegal. He made these remarks while addressing world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly. We spoke to Mr. Tafoto Mgwadi, ZANU-PF Information and Communications Director, about Mnangagwa's participation at the United Nations General Assembly.
There is no doubt that the United Nations General Assembly meeting, which happens every year in September, is an important platform which shapes the relations between and among countries in the global family. Yes, Zimbabwe has been under sanctions for 22 years now, and yes, every time we have had the opportunity at the General Assembly, we have been unequivocal and categorical in calling on all those rogue countries that have imposed illegal sanctions on us to remove their sanctions, because they are not serving any purpose. Sanctions, by their very nature, are primitive, barbaric, and an act of cowardice on those that are imposing them. Worse so, doing so to a small nation of innocent people like ours. But be that as it may, those who say that it's a waste of time, it's a waste of national resources, are you telling me that all nations of the world that go to the United Nations General Assembly to speak authoritatively about their foreign policy objectives and interests are doing so to waste resources? I don't think so. Never mind that the sanctions have not been removed as it were, but you cannot doubt that through the engagement and re-engagement agenda and policy strategy of President Emmerson Mnangagwa and the Second Republic, we have seen some aspects of the sanctions being eased. There is no doubt about that. And that is why we continue to call on those countries imposing sanctions on us to stop that and remove.
Information and Communications Director. And in New York today, U.S. President Joseph Biden attacked Russian leader Vladimir Putin for attempting to seize Ukraine.
A war chosen by one man, to be very blunt. Let us speak plainly. A permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase the sovereign state from the map. Russia has shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter. No more important than the clear prohibition against countries taking the territory of their neighbor by force. Again, just today, President Putin has made overt nuclear threats against Europe and a reckless disregard for the responsibilities of the non-proliferation regime. Now, Russia is calling up more soldiers to join the fight, and the Kremlin is organizing a sham referendum to try to annex parts of Ukraine, an extremely significant violation of the UN Charter.
That was U.S. President Joseph Biden speaking at the United Nations General Assembly. Joseph Biden, okonangale kwele United Nations General Assembly, wekuluma sivile setulama zwake, siti a okwezakala konoku kwele Ukraine, kwa mangalisa kakulu mwava umkokelo wale Russia, Vladimir Putin, ukaya ngazani seti ngamanya mabuto, utaefika konangale kwele Ukraine, naikasela futi, ndawane zinengi. So uti hai, ukanya nganjalo Vladimir Putin, uye tuse ilo unyo mangalisa uti uza 76 kali ze nuclear. So ke konoko ke yuko gani kuyashu upa. So for those that have just joined our show today, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Njebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandevele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. And send us our messages right now, your messages right now, on all our social media platforms. Now, joining us via Skype is Mr. Xavier. Xavier is there in USA. So, Xavier Zoare is a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Pleasure to be with you once again. Hope you are well.
And thank you so much. We are well, and we hope you are well, too, in London. So, tell us, we see that the president is here in New York for the United Nations General Assembly. But there are some people who are saying, you know what, he's going to talk about the same things. Sanctions, sanctions, and sanctions. What's your take on that?
Well, what we must know about the United Nations General Assembly is that it is an opportunity accorded to every member of the United Nations, which is the global family or the biggest global family there is since the end of the Second World War. And, of course, as part of diplomatic engagement, President Mnangagwa is right to talk about sanctions. In any case, that is an opportunity to talk directly to those who impose the sanctions. That is the United States, the United Kingdom, and their European allies. So, and of course, to obtain support from fellow African countries, but also from international big hitters such as Russia, China, India, and many other countries who are sympathetic and empathetic to the pain and the untold suffering that these sanctions that have been targeted on the Zimbabwean people, targeted on the institutions of the Zimbabwean people that are key, such as the Zimbabwe defense industry, because CBZ, the commercial bank, is just sort of being given a bit of reprieve. But these sanctions, you know, are painful and are real. Everyone who is talking about sanctions, from the president of Senegal, as you have heard, the president of DRC, You had President Masisi when he was in Zimbabwe, and even last week you had Hichilema as well talking about these sanctions on Zimbabwe. So the sanctions are for real, and are targeted to cause the maximum pain on the Zimbabwean people.
So,
President Mnangagwa is right to engage on this issue.
But Mr. Zobare, according to the countries that imposed these targeted sanctions, they are saying they are only affecting a few people in the ruling party. So that's their argument.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I know, Gibbs, you are a very intelligent man. So are a lot of other people listening. Do you really believe that nonsense? Okay, give me an example. Which are the targeted men that are affected? Last week, we had the Deputy Commissioner for the Zetarapi administration being added on those sanctions. Currently, you've got the likes of Commissioner Matanga on that sanction list, and Ambassador Sanyakwe on those sanction lists. But these are just few individuals. You will probably even measure their influence on the Zimbabwe political landscape. Yeah, and it is very limited. So the people that are targeted or have been put on this sanction list, it's a divide and rule tactic by the United States, and two, it is just cosmetic, a propaganda machinery to imply that it is not the Zimbabwean people that are targeted, or it is not the Republic of Zimbabwe that is targeted, but a few individuals. But often I hear this argument and say to people, okay, tell me, name one, two, or three that you know, individuals that are targeted, that are so-called targeted individuals, and what do you think they actually have on the political landscape?
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Xavier Zobare. Stay on the line there. We're coming back to you shortly. We also have Mr. Itai Marombeza. He's a member of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa. He's joining us via his mobile phone. Welcome to the show, Mr. Marombeza.
Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you.
Yes, so what's your take on Mr. Mnangagwa's participation at the United Nations?
Okay. I should be very clear and say that this is a mere routine where more than 157 heads of state, as per the United Nations protocols, are expected to participate. Mr. Mnangagwa, there isn't much that we should be expecting in terms of his contribution there, apart from the old and tired rhetoric of sanctions that they have been using as the regime in Harare to as a smokescreen to hide behind their failures that are evident from the political perspective to the economic, which is very clearly there for anyone and everyone to see. This sanction narrative has become more like a religion, where whenever they clamp down on the constitutional rights of individuals and institutions, they are quick to go back and hide and talk about sanctions. So for us to expect anything beyond that same rhetoric from Mr. Mnangagwa, I think it will be like daydreaming.
Yeah, thank you very much. And stay on the line, don't go away. We are now joined by Mr. Ten Moyo via Skype. Mr. Moyo is an independent political commentator. Mr. Moyo, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Mr. Dube, can I join in like 5 minutes? I'm in the middle of a meeting.
No, that's okay. You get in touch shortly. So thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes, let's see what people are saying on our social media platforms. There's Mlungisi Nzipho who says Xavier Zwabare must be sanctioned because he's saying a lot of things he doesn't agree with. And then we've got Obi Mgisa who is saying the same thing. He says, yeah, we must sanction Mr. Xavier. He's saying things that he knows are not true. And then this is on the Ndebele page. On the Shona page, we've got also some people who are commenting a lot there. So hopefully we'll get most of the messages and see where we can go. So roughly, Mr. Xavier Zawari, in Shona, you know, people are saying, you know, these sanctions, of course, people may say what they want, but ultimately it's a way of punishing ZANU-PF officials over claims of election rigging and human rights violations. So that becomes a bit of a challenge. We'll come back to you with that question. Let's just take a short break. And then we are going to take that kind of question. So let's take a break.
In New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. Count on VOA to be there, delivering news you can trust on radio, TV, and the web.
Le discours présidentiel aux entretiens en tête-à-tête avec des responsables gouvernementaux de haut niveau, nous vous tiendrons informés des développements importants touchant le continent.
Líderes africanos vão abordar tópicos como alterações climáticas, o estado da economia, saúde, iniciativas juvenis e muito mais.
Usikose kufuatilia habari na vipindi maalum katika lugha 16 tofauti kuhusu kongamano la viongozi moja kwa moja kutoka makao makuu ya Umoja wa Mataifa mjini New York na Washington DC. Tutakuarifu kila tukio.
A free press is essential. VOA Africa.
Yes, we are back after a very short break. Let's go back to Mr. Zwabari. So the question before the break was that, you know, many people are saying these sanctions are designed to punish ZANU-PF officials because there are claims that there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe right now. Job Scala is in and others, you know, they've been locked up. And still people are saying there's a lot of violence, you know, that is being perpetrated by the ruling party and other people related to it. So why not change, you know, so that you get what you want and the sanctions are lifted, Mr. Zwabari? Briefly, in Shona?
In terms of kuti nyika dzinoranwa sei dzinofamba sei uye kuti zvichaizvo chaizvo zvirikuitika. Vazhinji vamwe vari kukomenta nekutaura. It's sad and unfortunate kuti vanoita sei vakachangamuka, vanoita sei vanoruzivo asi vasina ruzivo. Nyaya yekuneswa yekupanishwa kweZimbabwe nemasanctions haina chekuita nezvinhu zvese zvamuri kutaura zvemaelections. ZANU-PF brought democracy ndo yakaunza kutonga kusununguka nekuzvitonga kuzere nekuti munhu mutema agone kuita sarudzo yekuvhota. Zvakaunzwa neZANU-PF izvozvo. Maallies kana kuti shamwari dzeAmerica neUnited Kingdom neEurope dzakaita sana South Arabia hakuna chinhu chinonzi maelections zvachose. Hakuna that level yedemocracy seyati inayo isisi kuZimbabwe. Iri constitutional, iri mubumbiro remutemo wedu isusu. Vado vanhu vazhinji vanokomenta nekuda kwekusaziya. President Mnangagwa pasa ravari kuita iko zvine izvi kuUnited Nations. Rekutsvaga kuti masanctions abviswe ravari kuita iko zvine izvi rekutsvaga kuti izvo tikwanise kuingenja nedzimwe nyika tichitengeserana pamwe chete nekupambidzana nadzo mune zvakanaka. Havasi kuitira ini sememba yeZANU-PF only. Vari kuitira wese mwana weZimbabwe anonzi mwana wewe.
Yes, so
ndozvinhu zvatinofanira kunzwisisa izvozvo.
Right.
Kuti izvo ZANU-PF ebato riri kutonga iko zvinhu. Ndiro bato rakatagetwa nekuda kwekuti riri kuita zvinhu zvevanhu kupa minda land reform inova ndo
chikonzera. Yes, I'll cut you short. I'll come back to you. Let's take a caller from South Africa.
Tembelihle uko na cingweni? Hello, Tembelihle Ndlovu, uko na cingweni kumba uko? So I'm told there's a caller waiting on the line. Tembelihle uko na? Hello, abasa.
Ngikhona Dube.
Sifuna ngamafutshane sibili utsho ukuthi ukubona njani konoku amnanga ukuthi ungapha kwelemele. Kuphonthi gaka nje masinya ngokuthi ihlelo wangkhona lifitshane kakhulu. So 1 minute yakho.
Okay, Baba Dube, ake ngithi ukubeka amabili amathathu. Angiboni kunesidingo sokuthi le ndoda ibe lapho ngoba ziningi ezinye izinto ezenzeka lana e-Afrika adingazilungisa kuqala phambi kokuba be lapho. Kufana nokuthi uqasha ngomunye kahle kahle ngoba uma sebeqala ukukhuluma ama-sanctions kuwukuthi yonke lento le yabonakala kudala nale ndoda isaphile ngumgazi. Kwakumele kukhulunywe ngayo lento yama-sanctions phambilini abe u-president yena.
Mm-hmm.
So ke into ekhona kumele abuye ekhaya azolungisa into zakhe nabomakhelwane bakhe kuqala. Kumanje izizalwane zakhe zonke zila e-South Africa ziyakhala, zonke zikhaliswa wuye. Abe sesiyakhuluma yena ngama-sanctions. Akame kancane ngale nto yama-sanctions. Nabantu bakithi futhi bame kancane ngale nto okuthiwa khona kufuka uvoto kuvotelwa yena. I-ZANU-PF vele yona ngokwayo umthetho wayo yahle yaba liqembu ehleli winile, namanje kungakavota seyiwinile. Bonke laba anabo lapho yinto abayaziyo and badla bonke.
Ilizwe
leZimbabwe ma ungabheka line-gold too much but liyahlupheka lisaplaya amanye amazwe. Yinto yakuqala liyamele abekwazi ukuyiphendula ebantwini bakhe.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovu, sibonge kakhulu ungadina lokusasa. Lo-ke ngubaba uThembelihle Ndlovu ukhona ngale kule South Africa. So ama-callers siyalicela ukuthi lingene khonapha kuhlelo ukwenza ukuthi sixoxe sizwe ukuthi lithini. So let's read what people are sending on Facebook. Vishona Grati Mutema says ZANU PF must go, ZANU PF has destroyed Zimbabwe. Then we've got Sindi Mutasa who is saying, you know what, there is a lot that is happening in the country and some people are talking things that are not proper. He's referring to Mr. Zwabari there. And then we've got other people as well who are expressing their opinions on this particular page. So siyafisa ukuthi libe kwazi ukuthi sikhona yonke indawo ukuthi mbuyele ke uVOA Ndebele sizwe ukuthi abantu bathini. UFreeman Ncube uthi Zavier Zwabari into ezikhulumayo lezo zilunganga, lokho akulunganga. Ngijongijo siyakuzonda sibili okhuluma ngakho. So let's go back to Mr. Itai Marombeza. Mr. Marombeza, so you heard what Mr. Zwabari said, you know, about these sanctions and all those kind of things. So give us your take on that.
Yeah, ndicha mbuti tinde neshona. Zino kachamadza kuti tine varume vakaita sava Zwabari. Vane dambudziko rekuti nezera ravo handizii vachiri kurarama mu nhoroondo dzekumashure dzekuti ZANU PF yakaunza independence and so forth. Hazvibatsire kuti tirambe tichitarisa chikamu chakaitwa chataa kuverenga munhoroondo yenyika yeZimbabwe. Chatiri kukoshesa ndechekuti ndezvipi zviri kuitwa nebato ravo zvinoita kuti zvigutse ruzhinji kuti mumwe nemumwe ari munyika yeZimbabwe, ruzhinji rweZimbabwe ruwane rugaro rwakanaka. Iko zvino pakabva vamugabe vaitaura kuti ivo vakuunza new dispensation. Chanja kubva pakuutongi hwavamugabe chii chavanga vakavimbisa chavari kuita iko zvino. Tiri kutoona kuti kudzvanyirirwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kwatopfurikidza kuri kutoenderera pamberi kupfuura kunyange nguva yanga ina vamugabe. Zvinova zvavaitoziva ivo, ndosaka vanga vakati vari kuda kuunza hurumende itsva ine new dispensation. Saka handizive kuti kana achitaura nhoroondo dzezvinhu zvisiripo zvisiri kuitwa paground. ZANU PF yaisimbotora mukana wekuti yaishandisa nhepfenyuro yeZBC nemaradio stations ayaicontrola ichinyepera vanhu. But iko zvino nenyaya yekuti kwaane social media manyepo ose nekuhwandisa mose mavanenge vachivhiringidza haachakwanisiki. Naizvozvo vazhinji kunyangwe neordinary person nyange kumamisha vanhu vaakuzviona pachena kuti hurumende iyi haina ruono kana haina tsairi kukwanisa kubudisa chingaite kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi. Saka naizvozvo nyaya yemasanctions yavari kutaura iyi inyaya yavanga vangogara vachishandisa kuda kuhwanda nayo, asi iyo sebato rakundikana, kodzero dzevanhu dziri kumbunyikidzwa. Iko zvino utsotsi hwanyanya makanzwa nyaya yavana meya wadya jena dziri kunetsa kupariamend.
I'll cut you there short, Mr. Marumbetu, because there are some people who are sending messages, tons of them here, only that the program is a little bit short. So what Sipho Ncweshman Mlalazi, who says ZANU PF must go, this is posted on the Ndebele page. Ayibongwe Talente, uthi khona izanu kumele iphume, ihambe iphume iphele. Kuso kuya ke uPercy Mzizi uthi, I think the change that we are waiting for is near. ZANU-PF and its leaders must step down. We are tired. Then Stabile Moyo says, evening, lina lonke likhonapha siyalibingelela. Kuzobuya ke uBrighton Siziba uthi iZANU-PF kayiphume please. Sesikhathele ngayo. Let's go back to Mr. Zobari. Briefly, Mr. Zobari, I think we are hearing the sentiments of the people here. What is your comment on what people are saying?
Okay, you see, tinokashika madza ndechekuti kana vangochitaura nevanhu veMVC or CC, whatever name they call themselves, vakaita semuchinda anga achitaura. History yenyika handidi haina chekuita nekuti zvakaitika rini kana kuti gore ripi. Vamwe venyu vabva mukuchema Queen Elizabeth manje manje. She is as historical as they can come. Nezvinhu zvese zvaiitwa nemaBritish ipapo zviri very historical. And it's their traditions and their culture. Zvinhu izvozvo zvinokosha. Saka kana ukanga usingazive nhoroondo yako, history yako, samuchinda anga achitaura weCC iwe, une problem hombe chai chai. ZANU-PF zvinhu zvairi kuita zvinobatika. Hapana munhu anodya mahuman rights pakati pako iyo nini. And mahuman rights are very relative in terms of their defined. ZANU-PF iri kuita zvinhu zvinobatika zvekuvhudza mumareserva. ZANU-PF iri kuvaka madhamu anobatika anooneka. ZANU-PF iri kugadzira maborder post akaita seBait Bridge kuti kufamba kwezvinhu kweupfumi hwenyika nekutreda kunge kuri nyore pakati pemaborder South Africa neZimbabwe nezvinhu zvese zvatinounza. ZANU-PF iri kugadzira infrastructure yenyika kuti tienderere mberi, kwete zvanashatisa zvokunzi mahuman rights, human rights. Hapana anodya mahuman rights. Ana jobs kana kana vapara vanokodzera kusungwa like everybody else.
We understand that. I've got a caller on the line, Mr. Zobari. Sorry to cut you short. Caller, kunjani kuna wapo kona kule South Africa vako?
Hey, ninjani vako?
Niyaphila, nkuluma lobani?
Nkuluma lo Mr. Oswald.
Yeah, Oswald, akutsho sibili ukuthi ubona njani konoko kuyenzakala khonapho kwele Melika. Siyabona ukuthi umnanga kungapha, uwena uphatha njani konoko?
Ya ngizile ukuthi umnanga kungapha uzokhuluma indlela yama-sanction lapho. Le nto le yayizwa mpela yama-sanction le. Umnanga kwa le nto yama-sanction le yinto abazidalela bona bodwa zendaba zokuthelela bami ukuthi sibe panje yithi kube manje lapho esikhula khona yiwo umnanga kwalewo mgabe manje. So siyacela nje noma angazi khuluma indaba zama-sanction mara okusaka umnanga kwa le crew yakhe. They must sit down.
So manje baphuma njani lingavoti phela baba Oswald?
Ngiyavota nga register ukuvota mina ngiyahamba ngevota ekhaya.
Singathi kungasebenza konoko ngokubona kwakho.
Ya, ngoku ngasebenza mabangasebenza ngeke imisebenzi ilo isikhi yabo yekuyigale nabadala kuyena.
Yes,
thina njengeyouth mbele siphakame sibambaneni kungalathi alo umndebele lo umshona lo yini. Sibambaneni.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Oswald, ungathinela kusasa, siyakudinga ngesikhatshana esilandelayo. So I think okay, we've come to the end of our show today. Thanks very much. We've come to the end of this show. Wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe.